Silence in court. Rise for Sun Jie of Seven. Sun Jia Taren presides. Be seated. Sun Shui, the assembly of Prulao or Tarantenity has been called and awaits your deliberation.
Present the accused, bailiff.
Present the accused. Silence in court. Sun Shui, before you stands Arkan of Laundi, daughter of Lorena Lark of Velia and Alexa Lark of Tulan Bay.
Arkan of Laundi, you are accused of collusion with the Legion of Oran. You are charged with 5 counts of a felonious nature, providing intelligence to the enemies of all Baela and Laundi, in particular, providing succor to the enemies of all Baela and Laundi, in particular, possession of contraband of a magical nature, attempting to corrupt university officials in the person of one Jareth of Tarantenity, son of Highway Tetjar and Makaretjar, and the unlawful use of Odi. These charges carry a maximum penalty of death. You stand in judgment under the wisdom of the Seven. How do you plead?
Sun Shui, to these charges, I plead guilty.
Ow.
Keep trying, Mike. You'll punch down those walls in no time.
So funny! We gotta get out of here.
At least this room is better than our last prison, even if we have to share it. Narrow bunk beds, a nailed shut window, matching chamber pots, all the comforts. Better than my old dorm room. Actually, I'm pretty sure this is a dorm room, or was.
You're awfully calm about this.
Oh, if you weren't entertaining me with your wily coyote plans, I'd have flown into a murderous rage a long time ago.
At least I'm doing something.
All you've done is encourage them to take away all the heavy, blunt objects in the room.
That almost worked!
Well, usually the classic whomp the guard on the head and run is an excellent escape plan. Yours is foiled because, and I'm going to say duh here, the heaviest thing we had was an OD theory textbook, which, now that I think about it, is what Jareth teaches.
What is your problem? We're trapped here for no reason that anyone will tell us. God knows what they're doing to Archon. Jareth sold us out. I'm gonna kill him, by the way. And all you can do is sit there and make snide remarks?
Mike.
Typical Catherine, criticizing like it's her job. Too bad that, with your talent for critiquing the obvious, you didn't notice Jareth's shady behavior. I can't believe I didn't put it together. I knew there was something funny going on with him. Did I mention I'm gonna kill him? I'm gonna kick his pompous ass like it's never been kicked before, and then I'm gonna go to work on him. I'm talking freaky medieval witch hunt type stuff.
Mike!
What?
Shut up and listen to me. Your freaking out isn't helping anybody.
Says the grudge mistress herself.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't like to take a tire iron to him either, but we've got bigger problems.
Archon.
Exactly. What are we going to do? On one level, I'm okay with leaving her to the university's magistrates, or whatever they're called. But on the other, we might need her.
We might need her? That's cold. This whole grudge thing is played out. Shauna's alive. Let it go.
Look, I'm relieved that Archon didn't kill Shauna, but it was her actions that—
This story's getting old, Catherine.
You know what? I'm just as tired with it as you are. Let's just both agree that while we both want to save her, we have our own motives for doing so. And yeah, I do think we'll need her.
Well, we gotta get out of here first.
Well, we're not getting out your way.
So, what? We try yours? Wait patiently till they let us out?
Yes. Seriously, Mike. We haven't been charged with anything. Targanani said he was just taking us into protective custody or whatever.
Protecting himself.
Probably. Think about it. We're not in a cell. We're in some dorm room with a warded door. Nobody's interrogated us or dragged us in front of a judge or whatever. They even gave us books to read until you decided to use a textbook as a +1 club versus guards, and damn it, I'm starting to talk like you.
Heh. You're right, though. Not that I know anything about Laundi's due process, but this probably isn't it. I still think it's odd. Did you see the way old Targi looked at us? I half expected them to go all alien autopsy on us. That guy knows stuff.
Nah, I think Targanani is keeping us tucked away until the trial starts.
What, so we can't mess stuff up?
Well, it is what you're best at, yeah.
If you're right about Targo, what if we're too late to do anything when we get out? What if they give her the death penalty?
If there's one thing I've gleaned from Jareth, it's that university's people love to stand on formality. I doubt they'll rush the trial. They'll probably want to make a big spectacle. We'll have time.
I hope you're right. But I'm still going to try to come up with a plan B, just in case.
I always have my feminine wiles.
You claim your parents were your only Legion contacts in the area?
Yes, Sun Shua. They were the only ones from whom I received orders. And if I objected...
And where are your parents now, Arkan?
I do not know. I have not seen them in a year. Not since I betrayed them and fled.
Are you aware of the identity of their contacts within the Legion?
I know now that a man named Porek received some of my intelligence.
And this Porek was a legionnaire? Is he Laundian?
He is from Detlaev, I believe. He was of the Brotherhood. The Brotherhood of Orin.
Are you stating, under oath to Ainorem, that the Brotherhood of Orin actually exists?
Paradovai. Parado. No, no, Senjin. Do not stand. I can... Chagrendi. Holy Trow, Perenchwa.
Greetings, Jareth. I am surprised to see you here. Your role in this is at an end.
I feel a responsibility to attend this trial. I merely overslept.
That is unlike you.
I have done many things unlike me in the past several days.
You did the right thing.
I did the lawful thing. Have you yet allowed Meek and Kaith to go free?
Not as yet. I intend to speak with them shortly.
I see.
Arkan has pled guilty. She has delivered some very honest answers.
That is good.
Let us hope so, Jareth. Let us hope so.
The Brotherhood guides the Legion, but does not control it. Some brothers are scholars. Others travel, spreading Orin's teachings to those who would listen. Some also act as wandering Sunje in regions where Legion control is strong.
And you say some of the information went to this man, Porek, who was part of the Brotherhood, not the Legion?
Correct.
Please elaborate.
Well...
Arkan.
Fesmer?
Could you repeat that?
Just think the words. I will hear them.
What are you doing?
I have been listening to the trial.
Arkan, do you decline to respond?
How can you do this? University is mind-shielded against...
No protection is perfect. Now, continue telling the truth. The entirety of it.
But...
Tell them about me, Arkan. Do not lie to protect me.
But...
Do it!
I apologize, Sun Shua. I was lost in memory. Porek has a younger brother who lived in Laundi. It has been my task for years to monitor him.
Why is this brother so important?
He is a natural mage.
What was this mage's name?
Tell them.
Fesmer, son of Luroxon Po and Tristanon Po.
Senjen, continue.
At first, I knew very little regarding his situation. When it began, I was too young to even comprehend that I was spying on him. I had no friends. And so my parents encouraged me to gain employment at a restaurant. He worked there as well, and we became friends. And then my parents began asking me about him, encouraged me to spend more time with him, to goad him into performing rash acts. I quickly realized what was happening, but by then it was too late. I was their spy. They made me tell them everything.
Tell us more about...
You have surrounded yourself with troublesome people, Jareth. This could reflect poorly on you.
I understand.
I hope you do. I am not the only one who knew of your friendship with Fesmer and Arkhan before this day. There will be questions.
I am prepared to answer them.
Are you? Where do your loyalties lie, Jareth?
Perrin Chois?
You will have to decide between your friends and university. It is not an easy decision to make, but it is one you must make alone. Be true to yourself, Jareth. When this storm subsides, that may be all you have left. We will speak more later. If you will excuse me, I must leave. Keep me informed.
And for what purpose were you tasked with observing him?
I am not entirely certain. At times it seemed as though they wanted me to help him grow as a mage. At others it seemed that I was simply observing. I believe that they hoped my influence would slowly open him to their way of thinking. I assumed Porik planned to return one day and attempt to bring Fesmer to his side. It probably would have worked, too, if it were not for those meddling kids.
Who?
There were some people we met over a year ago. They changed things for us. After only a few months of knowing them, I had to betray them. And shortly after, my parents. And then we fled to another place.
Sunjing, continue.
This is a lengthy story.
We have time.
Very well. Some parts of it may seem far-fetched, but I assure you, it is true. Every word.
See, Mike, I told you they'd come for us soon.
I told you so. Hey, you, where are you taking us?
I have told you. Eindel Targanone wishes to speak with you.
Yeah, but where?
His office in the Tower of Sages.
But what?
That building over there.
Not much of a tower.
It once was. There was a fire 100 years ago that weakened the top floors, and they had to be pulled down.
Hey, since Catherine, you know, we can make a break for it right now. He's just one guy. They didn't even cuff us. I can take him. He's a glorified tour guide.
You are aware I can hear you.
Calm down, Mike. This is the only way we can find out what's going on. Besides, the guy has a spear.
Halberd.
Whatever.
I could still take him.
Shut up, Mike.
No scholarship could be worth this. Down this hall, Senjin.
You better be right about this, Catherine.
We are here. Eindel Targanone, I've brought your guests.
Pone ama. Meek, Keith, welcome. Please sit.
Call me Mike.
You have a slight limp, Mike. Has your leg healed properly?
It's fine. Nothing slows me down.
Do you wish me to remain, Yan Shua?
No, you are excused.
Oliruna.
All right, what the hell's going on here?
Sit, Senjin. Would you care for anything to eat or drink? I have some iced Frounty nectar. It is excellent this time of year.
What I would care for is some answers.
I would have some nectar, Senjin. Mike, sit down. He is going to give us answers.
I truly must apologize for the manner in which you were treated. I had only wanted to shield you from prying eyes while Arkhan's trial began. Had Arkhan pled innocent, your testimony would have been vital to uncovering the truth. And there are perhaps those who would prefer not to have certain matters disclosed.
Oh, wait, Arkhan pled guilty?
Indeed, it was wise of her to do so as well. If she continues to cooperate, her sentence should be lenient, perhaps only exile.
You suggested there were people who would have tried to stop us from testifying?
Correct.
Who?
I could not say.
Could not or will not?
There are always those who would conceal the truth at any cost, especially where the Legion is involved. And the university has its own secrets as well.
So, if our lives were in danger, isn't Archon's now that she's blabbing Legion secrets or whatever?
Her life was in jeopardy the moment she defected from the Legion. For now, I suspect she is safe. To strike at her now would be foolish.
So what happens now?
Now, I would ask some questions of you.
What sort of questions?
Arkhan has confessed some intriguing things. I am interested in seeing how they correspond to the facts of your previous visit to our town.
Well, you ain't getting any answers from me.
No, I suspected as much. But hopefully your friend has a better grasp of the situation at hand. So, Kaith, tell me, how exactly did Shayna learn to cast? What was it called? Ah, yes, Shift.
And that is when I was arrested.
For the moment, let us assume that your story is true and that this country, the USA, is a real place, despite your claims to having no knowledge of where it is or how to get there without this shift spell you described.
I know it sounds peculiar, yet...
It is not the issue. You fled somewhere with these new friends of yours and you returned willingly.
Yes.
Despite knowing what would await you here.
I have decided to cease fleeing from my mistakes, Sun Shua. I will accept the judgment of this court. I seek only to atone for my crimes.
Very well. The court will take this into consideration. Let us return to your duties.
Parado, do not stand. I can... Chagrandi.
Be, Kasha. I did not expect to see you here.
I came to see how you fared. This must be uncomfortable for you.
This is not an experience I would care to repeat, no.
Jareth, I apologize if I presume too much, but I must ask, why did you consort with these people?
Might we discuss this later?
One of them an admitted Legion spy, the other your childhood friend, accused of abusing OD? How could you not have...
Not now, Kasha.
Waxen will fight, Jareth.
We will discuss this later. I would ask you to remember, whatever university deems them to be, they were once my friends.
They were rarely present.
You have mentioned the smuggling operation previously. Could you describe it in more detail?
I am afraid I cannot. Though my parents were directly involved, I was only Tujin Bak. A Legion method you could call security through ignorance. I never accompanied my parents, nor was I allowed to learn what they were transporting.
And what was their involvement?
They would accompany the shipments, yet I believe they were little more than couriers.
There must be something more you can tell us.
Well...
Tell them about Theoden.
Do not do that! You startled me.
I do not have much time. I cannot maintain the spell much longer. Tell them about Theoden.
I am not certain they will like what...
Do it. Tell them.
Fizma? Fizma! In some way.
Arkan.
There is one thing I have not mentioned.
Yes?
The Legion collects Theoden, which they use to power many of their weapons and devices.
We are aware of this.
Were you aware that many of them are smuggled out of Lan-Di?
What did she say?
She said that the Legion is obtaining Theoden from Lan-Di.
Preposterous! University monitors, gathers, and disposes of Theoden.
Silence. Silence in court. Do you have evidence to support this claim?
Well... No, but...
Let the accused's last statement be stricken from the record.
But it is true. There is a hidden market for Theoden in Lan-Di.
By my authority as presiding Sun Jiao of this court, this trial will now move to closed session. Baelish, clear the gallery.
What just happened?
Something very wrong. In a Parado Fai, I must go see Targonane.
Remember, Jareth, you and I need to speak alone.
Of course. But now is not the time.
Welcome, Dishonors. How may I... Parado Fai? Valo? Valo, you cannot go back.
Theoden, ignore me.
There. I thought... I must be working too stridently.
Only one, Shishua.
Oh, Fesmer? Oh, do not startle me so. I did not hear you enter.
I apologize. I felt it prudent to conceal myself.
I am afraid you caught me unprepared for guests. I was just reviewing the week's finances. Senjen, sit.
That song sounded familiar.
Oh, it is an old favorite, but not one from here. I see you have been in a fight recently. No serious injuries, I trust.
Merely bruised. Though I have had to purchase a new sword to replace Moonfang. Rather, my old sword.
Moonfang? Fesmer, only a fool names his tools. The Bastille may be dulled, broken, or lost. Do not invest your heart into expendable items.
As always, your words are wise, Shishua.
You have heard what has happened to the others?
Indeed I have.
And I assume you intend to take action?
Yes.
Whatever it may be, put it out of your mind. You are too late.
What?
Archon's trial has already begun.
Yes, I know this, but...
Had you returned earlier, perhaps a daring rescue would have sufficed, but not now. Only two people are in a position to help. We must simply trust in them to do right.
Mike and Kate, they have also been imprisoned.
Not them, Vesmer. In truth, it is likely for the best they were detained as well. Their presence seems to escalate problems more often than solve them.
So, if not for them, then you are saying we must trust in him?
I am continuously amazed at how little you know of each other after all this time.
I should go. Perhaps if I can speak with him...
Remain, Vesmer. Do not take needless risks.
I feel so powerless.
Yet you are quite the opposite. Fret not, Leo. Your time will come. For now, sit down. Would you care for some pig pie or hodge?
Water only, Shishua. Chagrindi.
Now, there is much you wish to tell me. I can see it in your eyes. Did you find what you sought? Did you ever encounter my friends?
Yes, Shishua.
Targanone, I... You!
Jareth!
What are you doing here?
I'm gonna kick your ass so hard your grandkids are gonna need crutches.
Mike!
I would enjoy watching you attempt this, you oafish child!
Jareth, Mike, both of you, calm yourself.
Betraying bastard!
Mike, shut it!
Sen Jen, it was my notion to involve the two of you in this, not his.
And like it or not, Harkon is a legionnaire.
Was.
Everything has happened as was required. Jareth has done his duty in reporting an admitted criminal. You do your duty as her friend. Even she did her duty as a legionnaire, to a point. Jareth, you had something to inform. How does the trial progress?
The Sun Giant closed the court.
What?
Archon was providing testimony when the Sun Giant silenced her, then cleared the room.
What was her testimony?
It was on Theoden. She began describing an illegal trade in them, and then Sun Jai Taran ordered her silent.
Theoden, are you certain?
Yes, Perrinchwa.
Interesting, very interesting. I must look into this.
Perrinchwa, this is a serious breach of protocol.
It is entirely within the rights of the Sun Jian in cases like this. Yet, all the same, it is exceedingly unusual.
I'm confused. What's going on?
They closed the court.
Which means...
The Sun Jin felt it necessary to usher out the assembly and conduct the remainder of the trial in sealed session.
Sealed?
It means there's nobody observing the trial, so they can do whatever they want.
They can't do that!
They can, but they should not. Especially since Archon has done nothing but cooperate.
Something peculiar is occurring.
Maybe they didn't want anyone to hear the answers Archon was giving them.
I believe you are correct, Mike.
So what do we do?
We will do nothing. You will escort Mike and Kaith off campus and back to Zana's shop. I will look into this further.
We get to leave?
Told you.
But, Perrinchwa, do you really think that is best? I can assist you.
No, Jareth. You are young and impatient. Allow me to handle this. Show out our guests and Jin.
We can find our own way.
I would much prefer that.
We'll show ourselves out. Good day to you, sir.
Boxen Mofi, he can be pretty.
Come on, Kaith.
Do you really think...
Didn't you hear the man? He'll handle it. Now, come on!
Gorondai Tagarnani, Jareth.
Then what am I supposed to do?
Mike, wait up.
You gonna say I told you so?
I already did. Mike, where are you going?
To Zana's. Time to make some plans.
Well, you're going the wrong way.
I still don't understand why you told Targanane so much. Seriously, you practically told him everything.
I did not. Besides, I was finding out how much he already knew.
By telling him stuff he didn't?
To see how he'd react. And there was barely a flicker of surprise or anything. I mean, the guy seemed to know everything that was going on. That means one of three things. A, Archon is telling those magistrates more than she should. B, Jareth told him. Or C, he's been monitoring us.
D, all of the above.
Probably. But however he found out, I doubt that's good news for us. When he fixed you up, he told Zana that he felt something unusual about you. Odds are he knows a thing or two about Fesmer and Shauna's illegal magic, so he knows that Jareth and Zana have been lying to him. My conclusion? We shouldn't take anything he says at face value. The man's a schemer, I can tell.
Takes one to know one?
Exactly.
We should talk to Zana about this, but we need to deal with Archon first.
Agreed. Hopefully Fesmer's made his way back. Maybe he's got some good ideas.
Might be good to keep him away from university if what you said about Targo is true.
I suppose we could always get Jareth's help, if we had to.
We'll see. Stupid university people and they're dumb. You know, it's too bad we didn't run into those Breeka jerks. I really want to punch someone right now.
I think I'll pass. And Breeka who?
These guys who kicked the snot out of me and Fesmer at that Breeka game, when you and Archon were out shopping or whatever.
Or whatever.
My fist in their faces, Catherine. Oh, it would make everything so much better. I know it would.
You have noticed that we don't ever fare well in fights, especially you.
Maybe we'd get a fresh start this time. Chance to kick all the ass we couldn't before.
Some fresh start. Let's see. We got ambushed by bandits and saved by legionnaires. And then we were arrested and held for 2 days. I miss anything?
They took Archon and they're trying her for crimes that are punishable by death.
Right.
Things had better turn around and fast. I wish Shauna was here. She'd know exactly what to do.
Yeah, except she wouldn't tell us she was doing it. I miss her too.
Welcome to Zana's. How may I... Hello? Zona? Pradofai? You cannot go back there.
That's okay. We used to work here.
What?
Zana, it's Mike and Kate.
Bonayama. I'm ready to see you. Are you unharmed?
We're Rana, Zana. I'm merely upset.
Have you seen Fesmer?
He returned recently. Did you receive an answer from Dreimer?
Where is Fesmer? He should hear this.
He just stepped outside.
Oh, I didn't see him go out.
He, went out the window.
What?
He heard you coming and was concerned you would not be alone.
Ah, I'll go get him.
Please, Kay, detail what has occurred. Were you ill-treated? Leave nothing out.
Fez! You out here? Oh, where'd that boy?
Yes. Yes. No, they just returned. Alone. I do not know. Trust me, I will not do anything foolish.
Fez, that you?
Someone approaches. Yes, soon.
Psst, Mike! Is that you?
Yes. Who are you talking to?
Did you and Kate come alone?
Yes. Do we have to keep whispering?
Mike, I'm relieved to see you are safe. What happened?
Targon and I locked us away so we couldn't mess with Archon's trial. He let us go today. He knows a lot more about what's going on than I'm cool with.
Well, hopefully we'll not have to remain in Laundi much longer. Did you receive an answer from Dreimer?
Yeah. It was both oddly specific and almost uselessly vague.
How so?
Go west.
Go west?
Yep, that's it.
As in, along the Great Westerly Road?
That's one theory. Or one and only, actually.
It seems too simple. I suspect that there may be more to Ainorim's answer than that.
That's what I keep hearing. I guess we'll find out. Who were you talking to?
No one. What has happened to Archon?
It's not good. They closed the trial.
What?
It means...
I know what it means. I was expressing surprise.
Oh.
Why did they do that?
I really don't know. Jareth said they did it after she mentioned something about Theodens.
Interesting. Do you have a plan?
Not really, but we gotta get her out of there. Targonane and Jareth seem to think they'll go easy on her for playing along, but I don't trust these university people.
I concur. We may have to do something drastic.
Yeah.
Zana will preach restraint.
Probably. Whatever we do, we'll have to be careful to keep her out of it. She does live here.
You make a good point.
Oh, and Fesmer?
Yes.
Who were you just talking to?
It is not important, Mike.
Fesmer, I missed a lot of what happened last year. Even still, I think of you as a friend.
And I you.
But I swear to God and all the stuff you find holy, Fesmer, if you screw us, I will destroy you.
It was a friend.
What sort of a friend?
Someone who has helped me a great deal over the past year. I cannot tell you more at present. It is not time. But I promise I am on your side.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Targanani, you desire to see me?
Yes, Jareth. Senjin, sit.
Were you able to learn more about Arkhan's trial?
Yes, I desired to be the first to tell you. I felt you should hear this from me, rather than hearsay.
What?
There has not been a public announcement yet, but Arkhan has been sentenced to death.
What?
Ino Boxen will fight, Jareth.
But she admitted her guilt!
And when she did, she knew that she could.
That does not matter! She turned against the Legion. She is not a danger any longer.
This is true, however...
No, Perrin-Schwa! There is no however. Even if their sentence did not violate the letter of the law, it clearly ignored its meaning.
I do not disagree, Jareth, but we are not in a position to do anything.
What do you mean? We have our voices. We can make them heard. Expose this hypocrisy.
Jareth, you must choose your battles.
I cannot look away in this matter, Targanone. Whatever she may deserve, she does not deserve to die.
Jareth, calm yourself. Think. You're in no position to help her.
And why not?
One of Arkhan's charges was that she had attempted to corrupt you, Jareth, to use your place within university to her advantage.
She did no such thing!
She pled guilty to all charges, Jareth. And if you spoke in her defense, it would appear that she had influenced you.
But...
And there is the further dilemma of your friend Fesmer. Arkhan told the Sonjayan of his illegal use of savage magic.
Yes. I must say, that surprised me.
Because you did not know, or because you did not think she would tell them? Jareth, you have surrounded yourself with an admitted Legion spy and a man accused of frequent use of illegal magics. This does not present you in a good light. You need to tread carefully, or you could find yourself before the Sanjayan. I can only protect you from so much.
I still cannot stand idly by. I cannot put my own comfort above the life of another.
Jareth.
You have given me much to think on, Yanshua. I assure you that I will give your advice due consideration.
Jareth, Senjin, there are wiser methods to addressing the troubles of this world than striking at them directly.
That may be. Yet there are none as immediate. Only Nekta and El.
Thank you for listening to Second Shift, a production of Blue Sky Red Entertainment. Episode 15, The Trial, Part 1. Was written by John Tanzer with Brandon Kroos and edited by Missy Serby. It was directed by Sequoia Wild. The voice actors in order of audience are Julia Lunetta as Arkhan, Daniel Golnov as Terran, Mike Hunter as Mike Archer, Alexandria Gist as Catherine Rinson, Andrew Schwartz as Fesmer, Brad Smith as Jared, Paul Harrington as Targanane, Kamila Dolanova as Kasha, Christina Miladowicz as Zana, additional voices by Ari Herbstman. The audio production team includes Andrew Schwartz, Rob Sumner, Renan Anastasio, and members of the Second Shift cast. Music by Tiven Weinstock. Second Shift is produced by Becky Davis, with assistance from Brad Smith and Sequoia Wild. The creator and executive producer of Second Shift is Andrea Jennifer Schubert. For more information or to join our listener community, please visit our website at secondshiftpodcast.com, part of Podplay Network. The Second Shift podcast is distributed by Farpoint Media. Second Shift is copyright 2007 Blue Sky Red Design.
Yeah, how do we pronounce that?
Sunjai?
Sunjai.
Yes.
Sunjai?
Sunjai?
Whoa, what the hell is
it's
that?
It's very differently than
that's a lot of consonants.